It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
Have you heard this statement? Yes, I love Jesus, but I don't go to church. Over the past number of years, I've heard this statement time and time again from lots of people. Asked about church, they may say, well, the teaching is good and the music's great, but it's like going to a concert. There's no real sense of community there. Or here's another one. It's a friendly church, but I can't make friends there. What are they looking for? What are you looking for, even yearning for, in a church? Now, when I use the term church, I'm not talking about a building or an institution. I'm talking about a community of people, Christ followers. As such, I prefer to describe a church as a Jesus community. Here's what James says to a Jesus community in James chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. James gives us several insights here as to what it is to be a Jesus community living toward wholeness. Here are four keys to wholesome community. First is community. Every day, with all its troubles and joy, these people were living among a community of other Christ followers. Note, is anyone among you suffering? Is anyone among you sick? Note the repetition of the phrase, among you. These followers of Jesus are together in their experiences of suffering, joy, and sickness. These Christians are not living lives disconnected from the others within their community, getting together once a week for an hour or two. James prescribes their responses to each of these problems and joys, respectively. He says they should pray, they should sing praises, they should call for the elders. All of these, I would suggest, require community. Second, this community is not just a horizontal community, meaning a relationship between person to person. It also involves a vertical relationship between themselves and the God who is revealed as Jesus Christ. So these horizontal and vertical relationships are necessary for a Jesus community living toward wholeness. These are not people who are tuned into God for an hour or two on Sundays. These are people who are keeping company with God all week long. Recently, I was in conversation with a hurting follower of Jesus. That person referred to the friendliness of the people at the church events as well as the absence of community the rest of the week. The church people were friendly, but not open to becoming friends. That's a comment not only on the reality, or can I say lack of reality, of the horizontal relationship between people, but I would suppose it would also reflect the vertical or Godward relationship. Third, James's community has godly and involved leaders. In our context, these leaders respond to the call of a sick person. These elders pray over the sick person. They then anoint that person with oil, and their prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, all in submissive cooperation with the will and power of the Lord. These leaders are not mere functionaries who attend board meetings and handle administrative matters. A Jesus community living toward wholeness has godly and involved leadership. Fourth, all members of a Jesus community are called to confession and intercession within their community. James 5, verse 16, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Now, with that word, therefore, right after talking about these godly and involved leaders, these elders, I would suggest that points to their lives being models and motivation for confession and prayer and righteousness within the whole community. But all the members of this Jesus community are to confess their sins to each other and pray, I mean really pray for each other, What does a Jesus community need to be living toward that kind of wholeness? Here are three things that can bring your Jesus community towards wholeness: trust, honesty, and love. In the idea of trust, each of us needs to know that in exposing ourselves to others in confession, we are and will continue to be loved and accepted by the others. This kind of trust takes time and a great amount of wisdom. But that's the first point. We need to trust others that they will love us and accept us as we are. Two is honesty. Each of us needs to be transparently honest in our lives before the others. Writing more than a century ago, William James put it this way, quote, "For him who confesses, shams are over and realities have begun. He has exteriorized his rottenness. If he has not actually gotten rid of it, he is at least no longer smearing it over with a hypocritical show of virtue. He lives at least upon a basis of truthfulness," end quote. We have to be transparent and honest with others, not hiding behind our masks. And the third, and so very important, is love. This care for each other, where we need not only to experience the love and acceptance from the others in our Jesus community, we also need to express love and acceptance toward the others in our community. The word care may sound weak, but it doesn't have to. It needs to be the intentional and genuine expression of the love of God toward others in the power of the Spirit. For instance, it's not simply saying, "I'll pray for you." It's actually stopping and praying with that person in that moment. I suspect that these qualities of communal trust, transparent honesty, and unconditional love are not cultivated in a brief, structured weekly church event. Something more is required for genuine community to be formed. Think about how you can embody James's advice as you move towards your Jesus community becoming whole. In this context, prayer, Elijah-like prayer, that we'll be reading about in the next podcast, will be a very necessary component. Let me close with a modest proposal. And here's my proposal. It's that people who desire their Jesus community to be living toward wholeness need to, one, be with each other more than an hour or two once a week. Two, they need to trust each other with their heart's secrets, wisely, but genuinely. They need to be honest with each other, not living behind masks. And they need to care for each other in real and tangible ways. And that all begins with you. This kind of community grows slowly. It takes time. It involves risks of caring and sharing. And above all, it is intentional about this being Jesus' community. It is where He, the Lord, reigns. Is James giving you a glimpse of what it looks like to be part of a Jesus community living towards wholeness?
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at hopestreamradio.com.